It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, good morning, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it is time for our weekly 15-minute outdoor show. I really look forward to bringing this to you each week. And from the number of emails that I get from you, I know that a lot of you folks up in Northeast Texas enjoy listening. You know, we're going to go down to Tewakinee today, and we're going to visit with guide Michael Littlejohn. Michael has been on an extremely big catfish bite, big blue cats. They've caught catfish up to 62 pounds this past week, which is really rare for this time of the year. Usually, this big fish bite occurs in the dead of winter. But we're going to get Michael with us in just a little bit and let him tell you how he's catching them and hopefully get you out on the water and you can catch some big catfish too. Today's show is underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up on Lake of the Woods in Ontario, Canada, just across the Canadian and U.S. border up there. You can go online to visit the website at youngswildernesscamp.com. You can call up there toll-free for more information at 866-894-0674. So, folks, as promised, standing by with us this morning is guide Michael Littlejohn. Michael, thank you a lot for taking a little time out of your busy schedule, buddy.
Well, hey, Luke, it's good to be here.
Glad to have you, man. And I kind of set the stage before you came on and told about the fact that right now is not known as trophy blue catfish time, but I also mentioned that you caught one, or one of your clients, I'm not sure, I saw the pictures recently of a 62 or 63 pound blue, which is, it's kind of a novelty for this time of the year, in, from what I know about blue cats, Michael.
Well, I'll tell you, we get on big blues every summer, about this time of the summer, but this year the fishing has been a lot better than in years past. We're not catching just sometimes one or two on a night trip, but sometimes, Luke, we're getting four, five, sometimes even six good fish of a night, which is really exciting.
You bet. That's like November, December, it really is. That's awesome. Well, I think how we could best help our listeners today, Michael, is kind of give some tips. We're not asking for GPS coordinates, but, tips that would help people, patterns that you use now this time of year to catch not only the potential of a 40 to 60 pounder, but maybe some of those good eating 4 to 12 pounders too,
Yeah, I would definitely start with telling people they need to fish either in the evenings or at night this time of year for the blue catfish. Now, you can go out during the day and you can fish off of ledges and humps and you can catch some of these boxfish. You just can. They're biting and we are getting some.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, if someone's looking to put some bigger fish in the boat, they need to target the evenings and the nighttime. And I'll tell you, they need to fish with fresh bait. Don't use frozen bait. For whatever reason, they like fresh bait.
Well, it's I'm sure it's the blood and the oil that gets in the water, and they can probably hone in on it better. Say we're going to go out to Tewakinee, and these patterns probably would work on any lake with a healthy blue cat population. But say it at your lake, at Lake Tewakinee, when you get out there, are you going to fish humps and ridges and points, that type of stuff necessarily?
Well, we're not fishing anything like that at night. What we're doing is we're finding shallow flat next to deep water. And I think these fish are on those ledges and on those humps during the day. And the bait is moving, Luke, really shallow during the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
It's creeping up on those real big flats, and it's getting up in there real thick. As a matter of fact, as you drive your boat up on some of these flats at night, you shine your spotlight down in the water, it looks like that there's a million shad in the water. And matter of fact, that's a good place to probably throw your cast net and get some shad.
Uh-huh.
But these fish have moved up on some of these shallow flats, and we're getting up on these flats, and you can find them all over the lake. There's no secret to where they are. And you can get up on these flats and anywhere to 4, all the way out to about 12 foot, and you can anchor up and you can catch these fish.
Do you want to try to watch the wind direction, Michael, as far as is a windy bank helpful if you can fish one of those?
It is, but I'll tell you, and we had a couple of good breezy nights last week, and they were good. But it seems like probably out of the 20 or so nights that we fished this summer, most of them, after the sun goes down, it seems like the wind just kind of dies.
Mm-hmm.
And we've still done good without much wind. But, yeah, typically speaking, finding a flat on the north shore of the lake, which means the south wind has been blowing up in that. And generally speaking, Luke, that's where a lot of your fish are going to hang out.
I've got you. So, in other words, if you can find those depths, you know, say 3 to 12 feet, which is probably going to be pretty easy to find anywhere along the shore, but I guess the ticket is to try to find those depths closer to some deeper water, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And, you know, not giving away any of our secret spots, which really we don't really have any. We've been catching these fish all over the lake. You know, use common sense, find some good, don't just find a shallow area. Find an area that's shallow for a mile, that's for a half mile. Mm-hmm. Find a big, big shallow flat that's really broad.
Uh-huh.
And get up there and anchor up and make sure you use two anchors, keep your boat straight. And then, you know, you probably want to talk a little bit about how we're rigging and what we're doing. But, you know, don't be afraid to use 6, 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 rods.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and, you know, when you mentioned the two anchors. I don't know. A lot of people, I see that, you know, it really has, you have a tough time if you've got any wind with one anchor because that stern is just swinging, you know, a lot. But if you keep that boat in position with two anchors, well, then the baits, when you cast, you're probably making pretty long casts. When you make your cast out there, they're there. I mean, you don't have to worry about your baits and your rods crossing up, do you?
Right.
That's the reason.
Yeah, and if someone's fishing with two or three rods, they can get away with it. But
right,
we're fishing with many rods, you know, 8, 10, maybe sometimes 12 rods, and you can just put both those anchors out, and the boat doesn't move, and your baits don't move.
Exactly, right. Well, do you think maybe the fact of having all those baits in the water might be a plus, too, to bring...
Yeah.
Gotta be, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The more, the merrier.
more blood and oil, just to, you know, just to tell it like it is, in the water, more scent in the water. And then those catfish, they have some receptors on them, and they can locate that food. And that's a really, really good tip.
That's right. And let me say this, too, because there's a lot of people out there listening that would like to probably catch these fish, but that maybe not want to keep them. We don't keep any of these fish, and we practice what we call CPR, which is catch, photo, and release. A lot of these big fish, man, they've been around, golly, they've been around for 20 to 30 years in this lake, and I kind of feel like they've earned their keep to some degree anyway. But I'll tell you, if you are going to practice catch and release on these big fish, don't keep them out of the water very long in these hot summer months because they're really stressed, and they will... they'll go belly up pretty quick if you keep them out for longer than about 4 or 5 minutes.
Well, it's a hard fight when you hook on to them, and I'm pretty sure by the time you bring them boatside, you know. Truthfully, Michael, I've caught some big blue catfish, but I really never have caught a big one during the dog days of summer, you know, never have. So the points that you're bringing out as far as getting them back in the water quickly, I can sure see that. It not so important in November or January, you know.
Yeah, when we keep them in our boat for 10 minutes getting pictures and everything. But
yeah,
we keep our cameras and we keep our nets in a real quick position because when that fish comes in, and everybody on the boat already knows, the customers already know, you know, and they understand, and they don't want to keep the fish either.
Right.
You know, they understand how important it is to throw some of these bigger fish back. And and so we have everything ready to go, and when that fish comes in the boat, you know, we get everything done, get a great picture, some video, and then get him back in the water.
Well, a big old blue cat, I know of a few fish that have just the brute power. And for someone that wants to catch a big fish, right now is a good time to do it. Folks, we're visiting with guide Michael Littlejohn. Now, Michael guides down at Lake Tewakinee. I fished with him a couple of times this summer, and be watching the newspapers here in the upcoming weeks. I'm planning to get with Michael and get out there and do a newspaper article on it. So I know that'll be fun, Michael, and I would like to try to write the article where people, like we do our radio show, where it's not just about somebody catching a fish, but it's about how you do it, you know? That's the important part, I think.
It is, and there's a, you know, a lot of people have caught a lot of different fish, from crappie to sand bass to bluegill, to channel, and even some small blues, but a lot of people have never caught a catfish over 10, maybe 20 pounds on rod and reel. And for anyone that's listening or anyone you know who hasn't done it and they do it, it is an experience they never forget.
Michael, especially in shallow water, you know.
you sound like you've done it before.
I have. Like I say, I've done it a lot, but it's always been in the wintertime, you know. I've caught them down at Tewakene, you know, and I've caught big blues, 40, 50-pound blues, up to about, I think, 51 pounds one time, in water 3 foot deep. On a windy, it was back when the lake was low, on a windy little island out there, you know. But yeah, it's so much fun. Now, let's talk about the terminal end of the fishing line. And let's start at the hook. And if you got any swivels involved, let's talk about the barrel, what kind of weights you're going to use. Kind of walk us through that, Michael.
Okay, well, first of all, you don't need, you know, I see this all the time. I see guys who, they show up and they've got, it looks like they're going to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes, uh-huh.
And you just don't need to do that, guys. You need just some basic medium heavy action gear. I use the Catfish Ugly Sticks from Shakespeare, which have a nice backbone but mm-hmm. have a soft tip, and
yep.
you know. What I'm doing here is I'm using 65 pound Power Pro, which is a braid. It's not a monofilament. Mm-hmm. However, some of our rods are rigged with 25 pound test Andy monofilament, mm-hmm. which have landed fish in the excess of 65 pounds. So don't be afraid to use monofilament on a medium heavy action rod with a like a Abu Garcia, maybe like a 55 or 6500 reel. You could also use a spinning reel with a good drag and plenty of line on it. And what we're doing is we're coming down and basically using just a glorified Carolina rig.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking either a 2 or 3 ounce barrel weight. We're running it on the main line, and then I'm using a bead, so that weight doesn't bang up my knot down on my swivel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just using like a number 4, number 5 swivel. You know, you can get those at Walmart or Academy or any local sporting goods store. And then I'm just simply tying on 40-pound monofilament leader. And I am snelling, that's the hook, I'm snelling a 6, 7, or 8-aught circle hook down on that 40-pound mono, and it's about an 18 to 24-inch leader.
That tells it all right there.
It's a real simple rig,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And it works.
Yeah. Now the hook, the size hook. You've told me is that you do use some circle hooks, you know, and I think some kale hooks too, right? Different types.
We're using our kale hooks on our hybrids and striped.
Oh, okay. Uh huh.
Yeah.
But these are all circle hooks for your catfishing.
It is. We are because we're fishing with rod holders. We're not holding our rods when we're sitting in our boat. And we're not using our clicker systems on our Abu Garcias. We're basically tight lining with no engaged reels, and those fish are taking those baits and then they're running, and when they run, those circle hooks are doing their job. I'm not having to set the hook. The fish is taking the bait and it's catching them in the corner of the mouth every time.
Michael, we have about 1 minute. I want you to do this, please. Give your website where people can go and look at some of these fish, learn more about what you do, and then leave a phone number where they can call you and pick your brain or maybe go fishing with you.
Absolutely. Guys, just even 2 nights ago, we had some just wonderful times in the water, and if people want to take a look at that particular video of us catching several large fish, you can go and look at that right at www.TewakeneGuideService.com. And if you're interested in either booking a trip or just learning more about doing this kind of fishing, give me a call at 903-441-3937.
Michael, thank you very much. We're going to get you back real soon, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Luke. Y'all have a good one.
You bet. Folks, that was Guide Michael Littlejohn. This portion of our show was underwritten by Young's Wilderness Camp up in Ontario, Canada, on Lake of the Woods. You can go to youngswildernesscamp.com and check them out. Until this time next week, be safe in the outdoors.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.